Good morning, Madison. So glad you came. Can we stand and worship this? Let's sing together. Lord, I need you, okay?
Three.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you.
My name is Eric Prince. I'm your lay leader here in Grady's absence today for today's worship service. We get to hear these guys for our worship service, so we're very excited about that. Take a second, please, and say hello to someone next to you before we do the announcements. Seats. I got to go over some announcements with you real quick before we start the service. If you'll notice the communication and prayer cards, as well as the giving envelopes in front of the chairs, they're kind of new there. If you're a newcomer and would like to provide some information, or you have a prayer request to give to our intercessory prayer ministry, please drop those in the drop box at the welcome desk. The new church app is here. The Madison FUMC Church app was successfully launched. Garrett went over that with us last week. Many of you were impressed with its capability and features. If you would like to download this app, please refer to the bulletin, check your email from the church, or speak to one of the staff after the service. Next Sunday begins our new curriculum church-wide in all the Sunday school classes. As we have completed reading through the grand sweep, we're done with that. We're starting new curriculums in the Sunday school classes. Please refer to the bulletin, app, or stop by the welcome desk to discover what each class will be studying. Tonight, the Parent Enrichment Workshop is tonight. You won't want to miss this presentation from Ginger O'Neill, the media specialist at the Morgan County Middle School, and her colleagues. The topic is kids and social media. It starts here at 5:15 in this building to learn about the potential pitfalls, effects, and dangers of our kids using social media. So you won't want to miss that if you have children that are on social media. Before we start our service today, we have two special guests. They're from the Wesley Foundation. That is the Methodist presence in the colleges around the campus. And at this time, I would like for the two young ladies to come up, introduce themselves, and tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Wesley Foundation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so like you said, the Wesley Foundation is a Methodist campus ministry at UGA. We both intern there. Also, I'm KJ, and this is Kate. I'm sorry. It's really lovely to be here, and we're excited to tell y'all about what's going on. The Wesley Foundation has been experiencing a lot of growth in the past few years, and this year we have, our Wesley body has reached around 2,000 students total. Which is really amazing. Yeah, 2,000 students make up our Wesley body on campus, and that looks like our Wednesday night services, where about 1,400 students come to those on Wednesday nights. And then we also have a ministry just for freshmen at UGA, where they get to go to their own service and do small groups and things like that. We have a ministry area called Cross Trainers. That's where college students go out and mentor some of the lower income children in the Athens area, which is a really, really cool program. We have interns and students who are youth leaders among churches in Athens that don't have youth leaders, or older young adults who get to be a presence in some middle and high school students' lives. So it's really, really cool. We actually have to rent out the biggest ballroom that UGA's campus has to fit our entire Wesley body. So it's been really cool. We have to like move into these bigger spaces to be able to fit the amount of students who are coming to our programs. It's really cool.
So to share a little bit about our discipleship network, it's very dear to my heart, changed my life in college. Which is very much like our mentorship program. So we have about 1,000 students that are in our discipleship network, which looks like Lead and Grow. So on Lead, students will get a chance to be a part of these ministry areas and that have extra outreach opportunities, and then also to disciple a younger student. And then Grow is a leadership that we do where the student just gets to receive from an older student or an intern, meeting once a week for an hour, discuss what their life looks like with Jesus, any hardships or things that they're going through. So discipleship is fantastic. We love it. We have great love for it. This year, we're making a great new fresh effort for outreach on campus. So each day a week, we try to spend some time on campus just connecting with students to just kind of be a kind presence of people who offer a smile to kind of get our name out there and extend an invite to our Wednesday night services. And so as KJ was mentioning, with renting those spaces, that is where money would go, to be able to rent those places, to run these ministry areas throughout the week. So like she said, we're very honored to be here. Thank you so much for helping us, or being a part of what allows us to run after Jesus in the way that we do. So we're very grateful. Thank you so much.
And as the lady said, anything like that, of course, requires finances to operate. And that's why we have this special basket up here this morning. So if you could earmark your checks or give your love offering and make it to the Wesley Foundation, we'll make sure that they get to where they need to go. So anyway, if you would join me now, let's open this service with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be alongside one another this morning to worship you. We thank you so much for the young ladies that were here today and for the Wesley Foundation, all the young adults. And we ask that you give them the resources and the finances they need to spread your word in and around the college campuses. Dear Lord, we ask that you go with our military, our first responders, give them the strength, give them the courage to do the things that they do to protect us on a daily basis. Now, dear Lord, as we bring our tithes and our offerings, we ask that you bless them, that they go out and they find the places that they need to go to do your work. We ask all these things in your name. Amen. It is our custom here to stand if you are willing and able and bring your offerings up front. If you could do so at this time, thank you.
I've been held by the Savior. I felt far from above. I've been down to the river. Ain't the same prodigal.
Church, right back there in the back, if the children would go. At this time, I'm so happy to introduce to you a leader of our praise team. Sit back, relax, enjoy the worship service today. I'm going to turn the service over to Randy Gober. Randy?
Thank you. Wow, y'all came. Can I believe that? People actually showed up. Wow. Thanks, Chad. We're going to do a little bit of singing, a little bit of testifying, a little bit of storytelling, a little bit of pew running. Just joking. No pew running today. Why don't you kick us off here, Jay?
One day when heaven was filled with his praise,
One day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelled among men, my example is he. Word became flesh and light shined among us, his glory revealed.
Living he loves me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever, one day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. Calvary's mountain, one day they nailed him to die on the tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, buried our sins, my Redeemer is he, and to heal nations, stretched out on the tree, took the nails for me,
living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried.
Just give me Jesus. tonight, come to die. Oh, when I come to die, just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
Reminds us that nothing's really important but Jesus. Amen? Amen. We're going to do a little storytelling, I guess. Give everybody an opportunity to speak. Before we do that, I want to introduce everybody on the praise team. You may know us, you may not, but we're just going to do this anyway, okay? So bear with us. Up here on the floor, well, David Scheidel should be here, so when you see him, y'all really give it to him. No, I'm joking. He put a muscle in his back yesterday. He's pretty bummed he couldn't make it, so y'all be praying for him. But playing on the acoustic guitars, my main man. Without him here, I'd really not show up because I hide behind his guitar talent. He's great. He's got a great voice, which you're about to hear. But his name is Jason Brown. Y'all make him welcome this morning. And right here, Miss Laura Hardister. She came to us not too long ago. And when she walked through the doors, Jason actually brought her in. When she walked through the doors to audition or try out or whatever, she came up here and sang with us acoustic, and I was just like, just so blown away. I was like, where have you been my whole life? Like, she's amazing. She comes in. She works hard. No matter what she's going through in her personal life or anything, she's always here, always sings her best, and she gives God her best, which is more important than anything. And the love of Christ shows through her. And I'm so thankful to have her on the stage with me. Miss Laura Hardister. Y'all make her welcome. Behind me on the drums, Chad came to been about a year now? About a year? He came in, y'all remember Fishing John, right? John Neighbors? Y'all reach out to him. He's still crazy as ever. I still talk to him. But he came to us and been sitting among us this whole time, didn't know he could play. And one day he came to practice, and I was like, thank God, because we was looking for a drummer, and just not his skill, but his dedication and his love for Christ as well, wanting to get stuff right and holding everybody accountable. And that's what I love about you. Y'all make Chad Balicki welcome this morning. Isn't she glowing over here? Miss Kelsey Duval. Kelsey, I absolutely love singing with you every Sunday, every chance we can get. She came on a little after I started, and it's just been a blessing ever since. You know, some people's voices just really mesh, you know, as soon as they come in, and that's how it was with me and Kelsey. And she reminds me of Carrie Underwood when she gets going and gets singing. And you're about to hear that in this next song. But her dedication and love for this group is unbelievable. You can see how she's glowing any second now. She could have the little young lady that's inside of her. But you know what? She's up here singing, and I just love the fact that that little baby's worshiping right along with us this morning. And it's really you're putting something in that child that, you know, money cannot buy. So thank you for that. Y'all make Kelsey Duval welcome. Chris Hillsman, where do I start? Chris Hillsman. Now, he came with us. He has been great. Anytime we need anybody to come in and play or instrument, and I hadn't heard you sing yet. We might use you for that later on.
You don't want
to. Okay, all right. Never mind then. That was easy enough, wasn't it? He is coming in. Ricky's usually playing the bass. Ricky's out for 3 weeks. He's doing the grandchild thing and whatnot. So we was really looking for somebody to come in, and he gracefully has stepped in and worked hard. And we've had a lot of practices for this singing this morning, Wednesday and Thursday, you know, going through 9 or 10 songs. Whether the AC's been out or not, we've been sweating. He just always comes in and just does a great job. And we're really grateful to have him in our corner. Y'all make Chris Hillsman welcome. The man, the myth, and the legend. Jeff McLeod. Wow, Jeff. You have more musical experience than all of us combined, and all of our ages, too. That was a joke. I love you. Man, I would not want to do this without you. You know, I hope when I grow up, I want to be just like you, man. I really do. Your love for music and everything is just awesome. And I'm glad I can call you and talk to you throughout the week, and we can talk. And it's just great to have him. Great, great, great guitar player, bass player, acoustic player. Anything he puts his hands on turns into gold, kind of like Rumpelstiltskin. So I appreciate you, man.
Thank you
very much. Jeff McLeod, make him welcome. Can I forget the most important people that y'all do not see? They see the back of your heads. Todd Watson on the back on the video side, and John Myers on the audio side. Thank y'all so much for what you do. We would not have the quality we have week in and week out if it weren't for Todd and John. Week in and week out, they come and they work behind the scenes and last second changes from a lot of people to make stuff happen that a lot of people don't know. So I would not want to work with anybody else. I appreciate you guys very much, okay? This church is great. We love this church. And so grateful and thankful that y'all have allowed us to lead you guys in worship every Sunday. It's been a blast. I can't believe I'm going on my third year here, but I am. So it's amazing how time flies by. You was in that room, Eric, when, you know, during the whole hiring and interviewing process. Scared me to death. But I appreciate you guys, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. The team feels the same way. Thank you for having us, okay?
So Randy asked us all to speak about our song or our journey to the praise team, so I got to thinking. My husband Clay and I were coming to the church for about a year, and that's when the Worship Plus 2 launched, like July, August of 2017. And we were already involved in coming to church on Sunday, which was step one, and we were a part of a small group, step two. So where I needed to fill a void was the service part, and I was looking through the little program, and I was like, I'm a teacher Monday through Friday, so I really don't want to teach Sunday school. But, you know, I used to sing at church, and I was in theater and drama, so I'll just give it a shot. And I filled in praise team online, and it came up with a little pop-up that said, the praise team leader will reach out to you within a week. So I waited, and I waited, and I never heard from Randy. So I thought, well, maybe this isn't it. Maybe I need to go back to the drawing board until somebody in my small group reached out to Grady, and I guess a little birdie told him that I could sing, and Grady introduced me to Randy, and maybe Randy was just scared of Grady and invited me to a practice, and I've been here ever since. But he didn't know I was going to tell that story. I don't even think he knew it.
I'll be sure to check my email next time.
But all that to say, it's been a really rewarding experience, and if you are not serving in some way, I just encourage you to think about the ways you can take your gifts and be the hands and feet of the church. So.
There was a time I swore I would never go back. I was blind to the truth, didn't know what I had. I was running, I was searching, but every place I turned for healing left me more broken than the last. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher in a verse where they see me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I want to go to church. Tried to walk on my own, but I wound up alone. Now I'm making my way to the foot of the cross. It's not a trophy for the winners, it's a shelter for the sinners, and it's right where I belong. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go. To the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher in a verse where they see me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. Yeah, I wanna go to church. Oh, I wanna go, wanna go, wanna go. Oh, I wanna go to church.
You rocked it. You did really good. She was sick this morning. Can you tell? I can't.
All right. Oh, first of all, I just want to really thank the praise team in general. I mean, it's a family up here, and I mean that. Can you hear me? We've been through a lot. I mean, even before Randy was here, there's actually more drama than you would think in a praise band.
Wow.
And... but it has been, and you said it's been 3 years now? Golly. So it's gone by fast. But really, I mean, you bring together a group of people, different ages, you know, different genres of music that they would normally play, and it doesn't always just work by happenstance, but it really has come together recently. And I'm big on family. I've got a whole row to prove it right there. Much more comfortable up here singing than talking, but... I will tell you that, you know, you get older and all the things your parents told you start coming full circle. You know, one of those things is, you know, thinking about church and your family and how fast time flies, and I can see that. I mean, I've got from 17 all the way down to 3 and a half, and it really does fly. But the song that I want to play, Josh Turner, most of you have probably heard of him and know I don't sound like Josh Turner, but this song, in fact, it's kind of ironic. His first song, his claim to fame, was Long Black Train. I'm sure most of you probably know I'm not singing Long Black Train. But there's another song called The Way He Was Raised, The Way He Was Raised. Most of you probably have not heard it, which is better, honestly, because for two reasons. One, this is a very impactful song the first time you hear it. It's really about the lyrics. It's not a difficult song to play, not a difficult song to sing. Very good lyrics. It kind of puts not a maybe modern or really a personal twist on a story that you've really known all along, but maybe haven't looked at it through the lens of today. And, you know, just thinking back about how time flies, there was a time that I probably spent more time making different type of music in different places and not showing up to church as much. And now I'm actually showing up to church more often than I ever did because of the music. So that's kind of neat too. But anyway, we're going to play this, so I hope you like it.
He
always wore those worn-out flip-flops. Spent hours in his daddy's workshop. He loved being on the water, fishing with his friends. He always listened to the old folks. They tell stories and crack jokes. Didn't talk back to his mama. She got on to him. Oh, that's just the way he was raised. He had to finish all his chores for he could go outside and play. They always went to church. That's where he learned how to pray. And that's just the started hanging with the outcast when he went off to town. Some called him a troublemaker. Even some say a lawbreaker. No matter how they talked about him, he never put nobody down. Just the way he was raised. When people start to gossip, he just walked away. He always loved his neighbor, no matter what they say. Oh, that's just the way he was raised. On a cross, on a hill, that long took the hand of God to roll the stone away, and that's just the way he was raised. Yeah, that's just the way he was raised.
These pros up here talking without any notes. I can't do that. I can stay up here all day and sing, but I hate talking in front of people. I'm the new kid on the block. My name is Laura. I'm married to Michael, and we have two girls, Lily and Caroline. They're 10 and 7. Recently, the four of us came to a crossroads at our previous church. We knew it was time for us to step away. It was heartbreaking. It was one of the hardest things we've ever had to do. We didn't understand why things were happening the way they were. I just knew that we needed to get the girls plugged in somewhere. And wherever I go, I've always sang. Jason and I have been singing together. The first time we sang together, Ashley was pregnant with Noah, who just turned 17. So there you go. So forever, Jason would just send me a text message. If you ever need to have a Sunday off or don't have anywhere, come sing with us. All, I mean, for years he's done that. So I texted Jason and I asked him that there was still a place for me on the Praise Band team, and he said, can you be here Wednesday night? So I came Wednesday, and the rest is history. I have been welcomed with open arms, like I have always been here, like I have been here since the beginning. Michael has felt the same welcome, and my girls have felt the same welcome. It's been the easiest transition, and it's because of y'all. We're just so gracious, and we're so thankful. Recently, most people know, on August 8th, my sweet mama was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and it's been a rough road. And one Wednesday night, around the time that we were in limbo and waiting on doctors and that kind of thing, I came to practice. Kelsey wasn't here, so it was just me and the boys. It had been a rough day, and I could not get myself together. I stood up here, and I just kept crying, and Randy finally just said, okay, are you okay? And I just broke down, and y'all, these sweet men, they let me say things I probably didn't need to say. They let me cry. They just listened, and they comforted, and it was, I saw God that night in these men. They were so kind, because I was ugly crying. It wasn't pretty. It was not pretty. So I just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart to the church and to the team and everybody who's just been so welcoming and so gracious to our family in this new transition. The song I'm going to sing, my mama's here. She hadn't heard this one. This is one that a friend sent to me, and it just ties up everything that we're going through in my family's life right now. So I hope you all enjoy it.
It's not the news that any of us hoped that we would hear. It's not the road we would have chosen, no. The only thing that we can see is darkness up ahead. But you're asking us to lay our worry down and sing a song instead. And I didn't know I'd find you here in the middle of my deepest fear. But you are drawing near. You are overwhelming me with peace. So I lift my voice and sing. You're gonna carry us through everything.
Fear, but you are
I can tell you, it's easy to sing the songs of faith and praise when life's good. When life's not too good, it's kind of hard, ain't it? It's kind of hard to sing those songs and mean it, so I really appreciate that, Laura, really do. I feel like I've been talking enough, but it's my turn. Can I talk? And I don't have my capo for some reason.
What is it? Capo?
Yeah. It's on my guitar. It hides from me, see? The song I chose is God, You're So Good, because He is. Even in the storms and on the mountaintops, God's goodness prevails, and He's always good to us. So let's lift our voices and sing this song together. Because He is good.
Amazing love that welcomes me. The kindness of mercy that bought with blood wholeheartedly my soul undeserved. Cause You're so
what kind Calvary has bought for me, both now and forever. God, you're so good.
Yes, you are.
God, you're so good. God, you're so good. Do you feel the world is broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
Do you know that all the darkness stops the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new?
Blessing and honoring, Lord.
is worthy. Amen. You know what? I couldn't have planned that any better. It's 9:56. How about that? Have you enjoyed the praise team this morning? 3 hour worship. Now look, y'all have to come back next Sunday. You can't just get us all like that and not come back next Sunday. So you got to come back next Sunday, okay? But we're going to let the man, the myth, and the legend close us out. And after this song, let's all stand. Let's all stand right now. Let's stretch those spiritual legs. Let's all stand. Jeff's going to share his little story, and we're going to play out. And halfway through, you can bring the curtains up and the lights up, and we can just beep bop on out of here, okay? All right. Go ahead, Jeff.
Grady told me to keep this to 20 minutes. It's been plainly discussed that I'm the senior member, and Ricky had to be out, so Ricky got me about a year or two. But anyway, a lot of folks come up. Sometimes we do after we do a song, and it makes us feel so good. You know, so I really enjoyed that song. Y'all really work hard. You really spend a lot of time practicing. I can't speak for the rest of them. It's not work for me. My daddy used to tell me, says, son, if somebody wouldn't pay you to play, you'd probably pay them to let you play. And that's what I feel about here. This is not work. We come up here, and sometimes we're up here 2 or more hours on Wednesday nights, and it seems like about 15 minutes. It's fun. We enjoy it. We try to keep it to honor the one that we're here to praise. And we're going to do a song. I did this one last Sunday, and we're going to put it into a medley. It's I'll Fly Away by Albert Brumley. And I Saw the Light by that great gospel hymn writer, Hank Williams Sr. If you've watched the Ken Burns special, I'd encourage you to go back and watch it if you haven't. He was known as the Hillbilly Shakespeare. So with a fifth grade education, he wrote some phenomenal songs. Because here's a little bit of I'll Fly Away and I'll Saw the Light. Y'all ready, boys?
All right, Bernie.
One, two, three, four. Some let me when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore.